This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for our daily tech and business report, and today we are joined by Bloomberg's Paulina Cachero. It looks like the COVID-sparked Great Resignation is over. During the pandemic, a lot of workers decided it was time to change jobs thanks to better pay and benefits. But a new report shows that that is no longer the case. So, Paulina, tell us about that report.
Yeah. So, you know, to kind of go back, the Great Resignation was this amazing period from 2021 and 2022 where workers were quitting their jobs in droves, demanding better pay and better benefits, and they were successful. At its peak in November 2021, about 4.5 million workers quit their jobs, and at one point, people who were getting new jobs were able to secure a significantly higher wage increase than people that decided to stay. They were getting 8.5% job increases compared to those who were getting 5.9% who stayed. But that is changing. Actually, in February, the median wage growth for people who stayed in their job surpassed that of job switchers. And that's a total reversal from what we saw during the Great Resignation, but also what we typically see. You know, workers who snag a new position tend to see higher pay bumps. And, you know, this is a sign that the labor market is softening.
Let's go back to the Great Resignation during the pandemic. Why was it such a good market for people looking to change jobs?
You know, it was such a great market because, you know, 5.5 million workers were quitting their jobs. So employers were, you know, having trouble retaining employees. And so they were eager to, you know, incentivize employees to stay or to get people to come on board. So when workers were, you know, asking for pay increases or more flexibility at work, employers felt like they had to, you know, come to the negotiating table and, you know, acquiesce to some of those demands to secure talented workers. And we're just not seeing that in today's labor market.
Yeah, does it seem to have leveled off a bit now, or is it even advantage employer over employee?
So we talked to an expert at the Wharton School, and, you know, he said that employees are going to have to settle for smaller pay bumps. You know, there's an oversupply of job seekers. We've been reporting about how, you know, everyone from, you know, new grads that just got their bachelor's to degrees to those with Harvard MBAs are struggling to land jobs. You know, this is particularly true in the white collar labor market. And, you know, with everyone kind of struggling to land a job, employers definitely have the upper hand when it comes to salary negotiations.
Will history show, Paulina, that the Great Resignation was an aberration and where we're at now and where we were at before the pandemic is more the norm?
In the pre-pandemic, it was normal for, you know, about 3 to 3.5 million people to quit their jobs at a time. You know, whether employers or employees have the upper hand really depends on the labor market. But I think given the growing fears of a recession, you know, the flip-flopping we're seeing in the uncertainty around the economy, I think both employees and employers are unsure, you know, what to do moving forward. We've started to see white-collar workers, you know, cling on to their steady jobs. People are not moving around as much because they're trying to be risk-averse, and they're seeking security. I would say, like, for now, people probably won't see higher wages, but how that compares historically, it just really depends on the time period.
And before I let you go, are there some careers, some job sectors where it is still perhaps a little more advantage job seeker?
Typically, we've seen, you know, areas like the healthcare industry and the hospitality industry in years past stay resilient compared to white collar jobs. But, you know, as we move forward in the next couple months, we're keeping an eye on how the economy is doing. We'll have to wait and see how that looks.
All right. Very good. Paulina, thank you. That's Bloomberg's Paulina Cicero. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.